Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 312, The Rise of the Kingdom Spook Army. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the first month, on the 28th day of the first month.
Dan. Recently, at the urging of Angel Gabriel, I purchased some knives from the Buck Knife Company, see letter 247. The first one was a small pocket knife that is really more of an envelope opener, but it can be useful for some utility if needed, and it has a neat camouflage finish that speaks of the Kingdom covert ops nature of our ministry. But the second knife we purchased is to commemorate the overthrow of the West Coast power of witchcraft. It is called the Spitfire, and is advertised as being wicked sharp. Of course Angel Gabe's bright boy anointing turns that on its head and says it is wicked sharp against the wickedness of witchcraft. As I studied the knife some more, I deciphered the company name according to the phonetic alphabet Kingdom Blessing Table. Here it is. Bravo, speaks of rejoicing. See the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, and chapter 15, verse 10. Uniform, speaks of unity. See the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Charlie, speaks of strong men and women of God. See the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10. Kilo, speaks of thousands, and 10 times 10,000. See the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 4 through 6. So, it has been approved by the Lord that the official issue carry not of the Spook Army is a Buck Knife. And, as one of the two founding members of the Spook Army, please accept as a gift from the Lord one each of the same knife, to be shipped separately by United Parcel Service. Recently in a phone conversation with my brother, CB18, at the urging of the Lord, I asked him if he wanted to become part of the Lord's Kingdom Spook Army. He said, "I'm all in." Funny thing about that phrase, it is the exact same phrase that I used in about January of 2014 when the Lord Jesus asked me, after he had healed me enough for me to make some of my own decisions, if I really wanted to continue in the anointing he desired to bestow upon me. I responded, even though I was in an emotionally weakened state from battle, by saying, "I'm all in." Not knowing at all what I was in for. That was before Angel Gabriel showed up. P.S. This reminds me of when you and I met at Denny's one night, when I said something about how the Lord had something for you, and how I wanted to pray for you at my workplace, which, coincidentally, is called G11. When I asked if you were sure you wanted to proceed, because it was so late in the night, you responded with words like, "I know this is of God." And I remember being relieved at your response, because I had not participated in anything like that before, and I was unsure at first. That helped me a lot in my faith. After we got to G11 and I first started praying for you, I didn't know what to say, so I said, Jesus knows exactly and precisely what he's doing. It was from this statement that in recent years I have come to know how the Lord is founding this ministry, on a footing of exactness and precision, even, or should I say especially, in our infirmities and mistakes. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.